You know, one of the privileged things about this position sometimes, Steve, you know, we take the mickey out of the fact that, you know, we just play a few records and tell the time and, you know, we could go out and get a real job, but that doesn't really wash with me. But one of the great things is that there comes opportunities to try and help people out if they need to. And in particular, I'm talking this morning about the story of a young fella called Blake who's not in a great way at the moment. Let's let Dad help tell the story and what we're trying to do today. Rob Barnes-Johnson. Rob, good morning to you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Mate, will you take us back first and tell us, Blake, at the moment in the ICU at Austin Hospital, what's the issue and what's the prognosis?
Well, he's actually out of ICU now, which is
great.
Which is a blessing.
Fantastic.
He's been hit with a it's called granulomatosis with polyangiitis, which is the old Wegener's disease.
Right.
And basically, it starts off that it looks like sinus, and what happens is his body starts attacking itself, and it's led to his right lung collapsed, and clots form in the lung, and the Wegener's is attacked. The first time, which was back in April, he had to be incubated and sent to St. Vincent's. Where he was, he was like out of it.
Yeah.
For a week, because they had to incubate him. They had to go in with a laser and try and cut away clots that
wow.
were formed that were blocking his airway.
God, it's a terrible thing. And I believe too, like he's actually turning 23 tomorrow. But the disease is rare in itself, but usually found in 40 to 65 year olds. So to be 22, about to turn 23, it was pretty stiff to get it.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's a good lad. He turned around and he just finished his ACE training course.
Yep.
Here in Bendigo, and he'd started working with Go Traffic, and he was doing the COVID cleaning in the train stations.
Oh, right.
And, he just all of a sudden went downhill so fast. So he's been getting, they treat it with transfusions, like chemo and plasma transfusions.
Okay.
There's no actual cure for it. The Austin are working to get him into remission.
Yeah.
But there's no actual known cure for it.
Okay. Well, look, tell me one of the things that I know is certainly Blake's pride and joy is his car. Is that right?
Yeah, he just started work, and I bought him the car, and his aim was to save up enough money to turn around, because he was working, and get it spray painted, and that's now gone by the wayside. I'm trying to set up a new bathroom for him, because like he has to use mine. I'm a veteran, and I've got a disabled bathroom, and he has to use that now because he can't stand up in the shower. So I've got to redo. The inside bathroom, and I can't afford, I just can't do it. And, you know, he's had the most miserable time. He lost his nephew earlier on in the year and his grandma.
Well, Rob,
and it's just been a crap year for him, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, you said that getting the car spray painted is sort of fallen by the wayside. Well, can I tell you, it hasn't. We've spoken to Perro's Automotive Paints, who are a great supporter of this radio station, and we've spoken to Johnny Thunder. He's a guy who has been on this radio station a number of times, and he does up cars. He's done stuff for people who are in need, and does that. Together, they have said that Perro's will supply all of the paint required, and Johnny Thunder will spray paint the car all at no charge?
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, Christ, sorry.
No.
Oh, well.
So
that's really going to put a smile on his face. That's just, sorry, I'm emotional, but...
He needs it. He needs a smile on his face. As you said, it's been a crap year. I wasn't aware of the other losses within the family. And, as I said at the start of this, it's just one of those little things. If we can do just a little thing like that and Perros to supply the paint required and Johnny to supply his time and expertise, well, that's the very least that we can do so that when Blake comes home, he's got an absolutely smoking hot Falcons. So there you go.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, you've got no idea. That's just... Thank you. Well, yeah. I mean, the people in Bendigo have been really good. A charity, a Wimmera online auction, has been helping us try to raise money for this project.
And, yeah. Well...
And now it's done. Maybe we can use that money to do his bathroom and give some to the Austin.
Yep, that's right, mate. Well, it's our pleasure to try and do something like this.
All we've got to worry about now is thinking about the colour.
Yeah.
well, he'd like it orange, but no, it's originally blue, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy with whatever...
Okay. Good. We've only got pink paint, so.
yeah, I might have an issue there.
Hey, Rob. Listen, we are so pleased and privileged to be able to help you out in this small way for Blake, and please pass on our best to him. And when he's out of hospital and back and well enough, we'd love to have a quick chat to him on the show as well.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
We'll be in touch and make sure that everybody who's involved get things cracking for him. So, Rob, thanks very much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks, Dave.
All right.
All the very best. So, that's great. I feel really good about that. It's the Wake Up Call, Gold Central Victoria.